Hello, this is Evangelist Vincent Skinner, and you are listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses and stirs a hunger for God in you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your life through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. Hi there, Vincent Skinner here, and I just want to talk to you about some points and some truths concerning healing that comes from God and from His Word towards us as believers. And really, you know, the first thing that I want to point out is that the way of healing, the way God heals, is more about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ than anything else. The Bible says the Lord is our healer. And you know, in the book of Hebrews, let me just see the scripture there. The book of Hebrews in chapter 12, it says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So Jesus was, and he is to come. Look, you know, in Exodus 15, verse 26, it goes like this. And it said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. So it's very clear. He says, the Lord says, I am the Lord that heals you. And yeah, we know God as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. But now Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we see Jesus in his ministry healing the sick. I mean, he opened the blind eyes. He cleansed the lepers. I mean, he exercised authority over sickness and disease, and also demonstrated God's love towards those that were sick. I mean, whenever they came to Jesus and said, Lord, if you are willing, you will come and heal us, or come and heal my servant. And Jesus every time said, I'm willing, and then he came down. So that's the first thing about healing that we need to know, is that God's method, if you like, is a person. His name is Jesus. And we know that in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and that Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we know that is Jesus. In Psalm 107 verse 20, it says that he sent his word, and he healed them, and he delivered them out of their destruction. So really, Jesus is God's way, God's method to healing. In fact, I believe that if you get a revelation of Jesus Christ in your life, then you will find healing. You will find your miracle. But now there's something about Jesus that we need to know. You know, a lot of people have in their minds the Jesus that is still in the manger, lying there in swaddling clothes as a baby, vulnerable. Some people think of Jesus, the man, the Son of Man, Jesus, walking on the earth. But you know, Jesus today is resurrected, reinstated, and glorified. He ascended. After his death and his resurrection, he ascended to the right hand of the Father, the Bible says. And he is now right there. He is reinstated, reglorified. Jesus is God. And we see John seeing a revelation of the very Jesus. Because remember, in Revelation chapter 1, remember John was the disciple whom he loved, or the disciple that loved Jesus. So he knew Jesus intimately. And yet in Revelation chapter 1, we see Jesus manifesting to John on the Isle of Patmos. And when John saw him, he saw him with hair as white as wool, eyes as a flame of fire, face shining like the sun in its full strength. And when he saw Jesus there, the resurrected Jesus, he fell on his face as a dead man. And Jesus came to him and said, stand up on your feet, John, for there are things I must show you. So this Jesus, who is our healer, he is resurrected, he is reinstated, he is powerful. He is God. He is part of the Trinity. So listen here, Jesus Christ, he is your healer. And we need to say to him, Lord, You are the Lord my healer, and I am the healed of the Lord. Get a revelation of Jesus. I encourage you to read the Gospels and see what Jesus did. You know, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, if he did it then, he will do it today. You know, I just want to tell you a quick testimony just to show you this point. There was this lady who was deaf in her ear for 20 years in one of my meetings, went and had surgery done and everything, and she was sitting there, and people were getting healed in the meeting. The Holy Spirit was moving. And she sat there and she told us later, you know, I'm probably going to have to be like this for the rest of my life. And she was watching the people testify and tell of the healings when suddenly it popped up on the inside of her. And she said, wait a minute, if Jesus is doing it for them, and in the Word of God, I read how Jesus healed the people, then why do I have to be sick? He will do it for me. And then she said to herself, you know what? I refuse to be sick. The Lord is my healer. And her ear popped open. So get a revelation of Jesus. That is God's way. Jesus, he saves you and he heals you. God bless you. And never forget, the Lord is your healer. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he did it then, he will do it today. God bless you. Thank you for watching this broadcast. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, follow us to receive notifications of when we go live again. And number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival. Thank you for watching. I look forward to you joining our next live broadcast.